Well, I certainly want to recognize some people, starting with Apostle Thompson, our true, true father. Amen. Thank God for Mom Thompson. I honor you as well. Amen. And then I certainly want to recognize my wife, co-pastor. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to do all I can to try to walk through this and take my time. I believe the Lord has given me some insight, and I want to try to slow it down enough to try to get some things to you. The natural side of you can mess up the spiritual side of you. And you listening? You listen real close? I couldn't understand my natural father. My natural father, you know, come from the street, you know, rough, no nonsense, take your head off. And I'm like, I mean, Lord, why would you have somebody like that to raise me when, watch it, my personality is one of just being low key, a little shy, want to be liked. My personality. But it's the natural you that could interfere with what God is trying to do. So then the apostle comes along who's similar to my father. Why in the world? You know, and I'll tell you something about apostle. He don't care nothing about your feelings. Your feelings, you know, but I understand what's going on is, and I had to think about, I had to really, Lord, why would you put me with people who are the opposite of who I am? Why? Well, the Lord showed me. He said that you are focusing on the natural side of you, but I sent them in your life to deal with the spiritual side of you. I'm going to give you an example. I was trying to go to a particular restaurant, and I was in the wrong lane I needed to get over. So when the light changed, I, you know, just creeping up. Then I found a spot I could get in. I had my signal and I got in. So next, I'm coming to the restaurant, and the people I pull out in front of, they kind of staring me down. I said, okay. And so then when I got to the location, then the guy got out the vehicle. He got out the vehicle. Tall guy, he stood up and did like this. Something went off in me. Now watch it. It's two different sides. The natural me, I'm going to just, you know, well, you know, maybe I'll go to another restaurant. You know what I mean? I want to have breakfast at First Watch. Well, maybe I go somewhere else. Yeah, I don't want conflict. I want to be like, I don't want people to take me wrong. Oh, Lord. But the supernatural side of me, when I saw him stand like that, something rose up in me, and I'm crazy. I locked the Jeep and went straight to him. Even I talked to one guy who's been in prison, and I called him. I said, man, what does this mean? He said, now, Bishop, you shouldn't maybe just walk up on somebody like that. But see, there is a spiritual side of me. And let me go to Romans. Go to Romans. I want to show you something here. Romans chapter 7. Because as far as I have gotten, I should have been further. I'm going to show you something right here. It's a war going on. In Romans chapter 7, let's see what verse I want to start with. Now, Paul is dealing with like sin versus righteousness, so to speak. But I want you to see, because for a lot of us, okay, Lord, let me settle down here. Apostle is trying to get hold of your spirit. He's not dealing with your feelings and how you look. And the anointing that's on apostle is specific. Yeah. Oh, Lord. It is. Can you agree with this? Everything produces after its own kind. Right. So the man is the apostle of prosperity. So anything really connected to him ought to be rich. Does that make sense? Look, because everything produces after its own kind. He can only produce what he is. The problem is that anointing is, and that anointing is specific. It has been trained. It doesn't like lack. It doesn't like giving up. All it knows to do is go forward. And that anointing, now you got to understand, remember the woman with the issue of blood who got her healing? Do you know Jesus never saw her? Jesus didn't know who it was. She took it. Now, was other people touching him, but they didn't get anything. Now, that anointing, oh, Lord, 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 let me slow my spirit down. Yes, sir. Ah, Lord, man, it'll take me a while to get it, but I pay attention and I watch. That anointing is there, but most people don't know how to connect to it. Okay, all right, there we go. Okay. Let me read a few of these verses here. I told you Romans 7. Yes, sir. Romans chapter 7. It's like a war going on within our members. Let's see what we're... verse number, I'm trying to see which, one moment here. Glory to God. Look at verse. Let me go back to verse. For sin taken occasion by the commandment, verse 11, deceived me and by it slew me. Whereof the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Now I'm looking for something else. Let me get there. Somebody help me out. I'm trying to find... In verse number 5? It's 23. Okay, let me go. We got time. All right. Wow, praise God. Go to verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now Paul, he's dealing with the sin nature, but I want you to see this as far as it relates to this war going on in you. Yeah. The spiritual side is trying to rise, but the natural side is killing it. Let me open up my life. Our human nature want to be liked. We don't want to confront stuff. We don't want to put it, deal with stuff like we need to. And so we feel good. People compliment him. Oh, he's such a nice guy. He wouldn't hurt nobody. He'll give you the shirt off his back. We love hearing stuff like that. But what I had to realize is that the natural, my natural personality, believe it or not, I'm shy. You say, how in the world can you travel around the world and do what you do? And I've seen you preach and you told me about you shy. That's the natural side of me. See, a lot of us, what's hurting us, we are so familiar with the natural side of us, we know very little about the spirit side of us. Now, the anointing on apostle is trying to connect to the spiritual side of you, but he can't find it. So what I had to realize, being nice, I'm talking about myself, being nice can't get nobody delivered. So what I had to realize is I have to submit to this supernatural nature that's on the inside of me. I'm going to have to die to the other side so that this side can live. Both of them can't live at the same time. So I'm like, okay, God, you call like Jeremiah, you called me to pull down, to uproot, to build, to plant. I can't do that being nice. I can't do that with everybody. Oh, he's such a nice person. No, I have to go after the devil. And let, man, when the pandemic began, I stood on our pulpit. I remember where I was standing and I said, it's showtime. Because I knew that most people didn't have the goods. They were just quoting some stuff, but they didn't have no guts at all. They didn't know how to connect with the spirit to walk. See what you, oh my God. Oh my God. Let me just give me a moment. I know more than what I can tell you. I promise you. So this war, remember we just read in Romans 7, we got this war going on in us. For a lot of us, your problem is you. You can't step into what you're supposed to be because you are so proud of the natural you. And you don't realize that's what's hindering you. You want everybody to like you, everybody to talk about how wonderful you are. Oh my God. There's certain things you get ready to do, but your old nature pull you back. Watch it. What are they gonna say about you? All during the pandemic, you got pastors want to be politically correct. They scared to take a stand on everything, including killing babies, because they want to be political. I don't want to get nothing stirred up. And they don't know. Oh my God, man. So this war, we have this war going on in our members all the time. Do I see? The natural you has, how do I say it, Lord? In order for the spirit you to really rise, you got to hate the natural you. You have to know this is not getting me anywhere. You have to know you gonna have to die today and then tomorrow and then the next day. And that war is going on in us all the time. And a lot of times we are trying to cater to both sides. You ever read James? A double-minded man. Come on, y'all. It's unstable. Somebody finish it for me. In all his ways. So that anointing is trying to rise to take you where you've never been. But that old nature is pulling you back. What if? I don't know if this is going to happen. I've never been here before. Oh, okay. Okay. Just try to stay with me the best you can. Your spirit has already gone to where it's trying to take you. Yes, sir. Come on. Your spirit is not like, can we do it? Your spirit is like, we did it. Come on. Let's go. Let's go now. Hallelujah. Remember when they saw the promised land? Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit in them. They said, let's. Okay, there we go. Come on, give me a moment. 12 spies went, and all of them saw, watch it now, all of them saw the same thing. Y'all with me? But because Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit in them, they saw what everybody else saw, but they saw some other things. They didn't just see obstacles, they saw opportunities. See, okay, Lord, let me. Remember in Joshua chapter 1, I'm not turning every scripture, I'm feeding your word all the time. Y'all remember in Joshua chapter 1, when the Lord said to Joshua, be strong. Did he tell him that? And very courageous. Did he tell him, did I not tell you? Be you strong and very courageous. See, the natural side of you is not courageous. Okay, I'm gonna help you right now. So whenever you need to go to a new level, you're gonna have to do something you never did before. Remember the scripture says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? It's weak. So now when you go back, when you go and just look at the natural side of you, you're like, I don't know if I can do it. When you flow with the spirit, you don't try to figure it out. You just go. Are y'all getting it? Oh, Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. See, when you get to certain levels, you try to break it down, but you can only break it down to a certain extent. Matter of fact, you can't even understand it if you're not in the spirit. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you mean to tell me is me stopping me? Absolutely. That you so proud of yourself. And that's what's killing all your dreams. You, yourself. I'm going to give you another scripture here. Let me see here. Come on here, Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. See, when you're in the spirit, you get in a flow. It's not, can I do it? You leave this sense realm. You in another realm. You in a realm that controls this realm. Everything would be under your feet. Oh, man. But the problem is, okay, Lord. Okay, let me. I'm going to read this out of a few translations. Maybe they can help me on the board as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Holy Ghost gave this to me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, okay, look, I'm trying to go here and there. Y'all, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm so excited I got to calm myself down. Because I'm telling you, some things the Lord was sharing with me in my heart. And then he gave me this scripture and this just really says it. And that's why I'm excited. You see verse 14? But the natural man, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, go back to that natural side of you versus the spirit side of you. There are things that you can't even, Apostle, he's speaking from the spirit, you in the natural. How you think you gonna understand with it? Okay, let me give you this too. A lot of people, I know that. You can only use what you understand. That's why the Bible says, get wisdom. It goes on. And in all of your getting, get understanding. You can only use what you understand. And the natural mind cannot understand. All right, let me read it again. but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Uh-huh. I ain't going to, I'm going to just stay right here. Because you don't understand how important this verse is. The natural side of you can't even comprehend it. Oh, okay, I got it. So you can hear money cometh. Oh, I got something better. It's easy to have plenty of money. Yeah. The natural side of you is like, huh? What in the world? How in the world? What? How can he say such a thing? Yeah. The natural side of you, because it can't comprehend it. It can't comprehend it. Your natural side is, look, in the state that I'm in, and what he said based on what I've experienced, I can't get it. But the spirit side of you was like, oh my God, I'm going for it. It's easy. It's easy. Now, I can tell you now, I can confess it's easy to have plenty of money. I haven't really told Apostle yet, but he probably already know it. I'm a multimillionaire now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me explain how we got there. Be seated. Let me explain this. Because you don't understand how important this is. Man, for years, I didn't know what was going through me. Come to camp meeting, go to Prosperity Revival, be on the road with Apostle. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it. The natural side of me is trying to get it, and it can't get it, and it never will get it. And a lot of y'all, you trying all you can to try to comprehend this, but the natural side of you cannot download these years of experience and this anointing that's on this man of God. You will never get it in the natural. Never. And a lot of y'all mean well. I'm trying to, you're trying to get it the best you can. And you're not the natural side of you don't even have a chance of getting this. See, because the spirit realm supersedes the natural realm. You can have traps set for you in the natural, and you can go up to the spirit realm and go past what they set. Yeah. And, matter of fact, go past the people who set the traps. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's go to the Amplified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, be seated. You got to get this. You got to get this. Verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural, are y'all there yet? Let me, I'm going to give y'all time. Oh, you got to see this. You got to see this. See, okay, Lord, let me, okay. Oh, Lord. You know, we have motor coach and you hook up a Jeep to the motor coach. Okay, let me explain to you. You get the motor coach and then you get the Jeep to match the motor coach. The motor coach is Apostle. We are the Jeeps. Mm-hmm. He don't need to come down to your level. You need to come up to his level. So, on the Jeep, there is an apparatus that you have to build on the front so that you prepare yourself to be towed. Then you have to come up to the coach and be hooked up. And then you submit by taking it out of gear. And you put it in neutral. So now I have to go wherever. Mm. Let me tell you something that I know. The rare anointing that an apostle carries, it's an anointing that's tedious. It's an anointing that can be wounded. It's an anointing that it can hurt when it knows what it's supposed to do and it's not getting done. It's not in this example, we're using an apostle as the coach. It's not the coach, it's the G.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Because we are trying to hook up with this anointing in the natural.
Yes.
You can't get there in the natural. I'm telling you, that's Paul. Paul said, I die daily. It's a lot of what? Okay, Holy Ghost, here we go. It's some things that you, how do I say it? God. It's some things that you really, is dear to your heart. That's what's killing you. That's what's holding you back from the next dimension. It's some stuff that you've come up with that's so dear to your heart, the real stuff can't get to you. Oh, you don't like me now. You like me when I first got up here. You're like, I don't know if I want to. Mm-hmm. It's some things that you think you know that you're going to let that stuff die.
Yes.
Now, let me give it to you. Be seated. 1 Corinthians. Can you see how that the natural? Oh, okay, Lord. So my personality type, I couldn't be a preacher. Really, I'm serious. I'm shy. Natural.
Right.
You ever seen somebody, you're like, man, that guy right there, but give him the mic.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Because then they step over to the spiritual side of them.
Yeah.
So what I have to understand, this is just a container carrying me around, but this don't tell me what to do.
Right.
But for some of us, you are so proud of your natural self that the spirit don't have a chance. So what we do, we try to take spiritual revelation. We try to somehow comprehend it in the natural, and you can't. Did we just read that in 1 Corinthians 2? All right, let me read the Amplified. Hallelujah. But the natural, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. I'm going to stop right there. All this stuff, apostle, pouring it out, but the natural side of us, we can't get it. And you never will. I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a major secret right now. I have a routine. When I'm in town, I do a lot of traveling overseas. Came back from Zambia a few weeks ago. Oh, by the way, that's in Africa, in case you don't know. Yeah, I'm just sharing. Everybody don't know. My fast day is on Wednesdays. So when I'm in town, that's what I do. I go to my office and stay in there till 4 p.m. So what I do, I have to get in the spirit to comprehend what he's saying. So my routine is I listen to Sunday and Tuesday message on Wednesday. So I have to get in the spirit so I can comprehend it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So we listening to spiritual things while we multitasking. And you wondering why the stuff ain't getting down in you. It's spiritually discerned. You can't get it in the natural. That's what praise and worship is for. Get you in tune so you can receive. Did anybody catch that? So that's my fast day. So I'm killing the flesh so that the spirit can be resurrected. I often say this and I love it. Some things are taught, other things are caught. And I love the watch apostle. I love watch his body language. Something make him mad. I said, what was that? Let me back it up some. I got to get this because I'm trying to catch some stuff.
Yes. Yes,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm trying to show you how to follow. I'm the best. Hallelujah. Let me go back to the Amplified. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept. Did you hear that? Does not accept. Well, how much time do I have? Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. All right. Amen. That's the only voice I want to hear right now. Amen. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. What was this thing I'm on? To really flow, you got to get to a place where you don't need the script. You know, when you learn from somebody, let me pull my cheat notes and let me see. When you're really flowing, is, you know, like if somebody is acting and they give you your scripts and they tell you, you got to really get into the character of whomever. If you still, hold up, what's my line? What's my line? You just practicing. You're not flowing. You got to get to a place where it get down in your spirit. Now you can just walk it out. You know what we should be doing? We should be epistles of what he's preaching. We should be the proof that it's real. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody getting this? Anybody? Let me read out of Amplified again. But the natural, non-spiritual man. Now, I know you're born again, but you still got that natural nature. That's why you got to kill it every day. That nature, if you let it, if you don't deal with it, it's going to run you. The very thing God wants you to do, you will do the opposite. Oh, Lord. Because you want to be liked. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless, nonsense to him. And he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understand. Do you see that? A progressively? Do you know what progressively mean? That means it is more to it than what you think. And as you get into it, you're going to discover more that came from that revelation than what you bargained for. Yes. The money just keep on coming. Do y'all understand how that happened? I'm talking about the money. Pandemic came. You know, your apostle kept telling me, he said, it's a remnant. He said, man, don't worry about numbers, Dan. He said, it's the remnant. He said, he said, I know you got people, but it's really the remnant running the church. It's not all on people. And when the pandemic came, I saw it happen right in front of me. I'm looking out. You know what people do. Some won't come to church. Some don't want to come to church. But the tithes and offerings just kept climbing and kept climbing and kept climbing. Was it 4th of July weekend? That was the previous Sunday. People out of town. You got people here and people there. 197,000. Yeah. I'm just telling you. Tell me what God can do. Man, we used to have a budget at the church so we can, you know, we planning so we can see what's coming up, so we can just plan. We know we got this going, we got that going, and we're looking at different things. And I don't know the last time that we looked at that. That was years ago. Now we have to find 10 banks. We've been looking for banks. So I called Leroy Jr. I said, now, hold up, you got to give me an entity that I ain't got to go find an individual bank. He said, bitch, I'm going to get you set up. So all you got to do, you get a particular place. Now they got all banks under them. Y'all don't sell them, man. When you have to sit down and make decisions. You got to make decisions. You looking at the financial report, we need another bank. My. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help me. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. It works. It works. I'm telling you, man. You know what we do? You know what we do? We overthink things. Yes. And the more time you sit around thinking, you give that natural man an opportunity to be resurrected. If certain things God told you to do, you didn't do because you got to have all the facts and everything laid out to know it's going to work before you try. And if that was the case, you wouldn't need faith. I've got in a flow with God and I'm like, okay, this is where I am. I don't have all of it, but I'm going with God. I'm not scared. The natural me is scared. But the spirit me is like, let's go. That's Dr. Ford right there. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Do you know, and I've had experiences where I just walk. I said, okay, God, I ain't scared. We're going for it. And as I went, everything I needed showed up. You know what I found out? When you show God, don't just tell God I got faith. Show him you got it. And your faith will attract everything you need. I believe a lot of times God... Now, okay, let me go. Okay, Lord. Okay. Be seated so I can get this. Remember when he told Joshua, didn't I tell you to be strong and very courageous? He told him that 3 times.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how to get to the next level. You're going to have some guts.
Yes, sir.
You can't be worried about failing. You got to get in a zone with God and just say, I'm going for it. You got to be like Esther, I believe it was Esther, when she said, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to see the king.
Yeah.
Y'all follow what I'm saying? You know, we have to get in a place. Okay, 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 amen. Amen, I'm good. I can step over. I can do. So that courage, the natural side of you don't have no courage. Yo, you remember the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
What was that man? Straw man? Who was it?
The lion?
He was made out of what? What was he made out of? Oh, my God, I got 10 people talking to me. He was made out of what? He was made out of straw and...
Scarecrow.
Yeah, the scarecrow. What was he made out of?
Straw.
He was made out of straw.
Right.
Oh, it was my country accent y'all didn't pick up on. Okay. So he was made out of straw, right? He didn't have nothing. Anything come, he ready to run. The natural side of you is like that scarecrow. Yeah. I'm gonna say some things to you. But the spirit side of you don't care. Don't care about opinions. Don't care about what nobody think. The spirit side of you, when it get a hold of something, it's ready to go. Y'all follow me? But what's hindering a lot of us is you let that natural side kind of stick around too much. And then that natural side will talk you out of what it take courage to do. Oh, man. Is this happening to anybody? Anybody? Now, don't mess with me now. Are y'all really getting this? Do you really understand what's going on? Let me try to see another translation here. Be seated. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Man, can somebody give God some glory? Just my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh my God. Be seated. Let me tell you this. Once you hook up with apostle, I'm going to just give you this. You don't have to be real deep in the spirit to get this, but let me tell you. You have to stay away from, Lord, here we go. Give me a moment. What are you feeding, the natural side of you or the spiritual side of you? Now, this is one of the plans of the enemy. Once you flow with the spiritual side of you and hook up with Apostle, the enemy will try to resurrect that old nature by using people from your past, old acquaintances. Oh, my God. People who are still trapped. You used to be trapped, but they still trapped. Don't fellowship with them. Because, oh, my God. Because then they go, you remember back in the day when we used to do this and we had it like this? Man, that was on fun day. No, that was broke days. It wasn't fun, it was broke. Satan will use these old situations to try to make you feel like you're missing something that was destroying your life and your family's life. Hallelujah. Oh, man. The Message translation, same scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by spirit. God's spirit and our spirits in open communion. One more translation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, what is this? My God, man. See, some of these words right now, man, illumination, your spirit. Let me read it anyway. Verse 14. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the spirit. See, even a word like illumination, only your spirit can get that. The natural side, what's that? That's not even a word that's you know, that can be comprehended by the natural side of you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Let me see. I'm on. Oh, my God. Let me see here. I think it's one more scripture here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we follow an apostle. He wants us to get it. But I believe the problem, as the Lord has, this is insight the Lord has given me so he can help all of us. Just let that natural side of you die. Just let it die. And let it die daily. You got to let, it's certain things, apostle, you know, when you listen to him, you're like, you probably have known, man, my God, I need to be in the spirit to understand what he's saying. Yeah. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You know, you're just like, my God, man, he in deep levels. But that's deep calleth. Unto deep. Somebody deep won't go back to shower. So if you want this anointing, you will have to come up to where he is. Y'all follow? I'm trying to help you. All right, so another thing that I do, some things I don't try to understand naturally. Yeah. My spirit will grab it, and I'll understand it later. Oh, y'all ain't getting it. I've learned how to flow with my spirit, and I'll understand it as I go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me see if I can. Hallelujah. I know I may lose you here and there, but just try to follow the best you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I got to go to this scripture here. Okay. All right. How in the world did that? Let's see here. What that scripture, we've been dealing with it all week. John 3:30. Maybe this will make a little more sense to you now.
Yes.
John 3:30. I'm going to give you a chance to get there. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. So now if the Bible's telling us, it's basic, in order for him to increase, you're going to have to decrease. Both of them can't be in there on equal levels. The more you decrease, oh God, the more he can increase. So in other words, you're going to have to be a dead man, a dead woman walking. It's, oh my, okay, Lord, okay. Oh, man, God. Apostle was brought up in a Catholic background. I was brought up in a Methodist background. But I'm picking up on something else real right now. Some of you all, what's hurting you is what you were brought up in.
Yeah.
It's still living in you.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got to die. And that's what you're holding on to. Yeah. You're holding on to it. You won't let it go. You cannot put new wine in old wineskins. Come on, y'all know the Bible. And so what you're trying to do, you're trying to receive this apostolic anointing, but you still are holding on to the old, oh my God, the old foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about building a house, the foundation is the most important point. When I go to Africa, they might be going up five stories. And when they get this story finished and pay for it, then they go up again. But they had to calculate in the foundation enough strength to handle five levels. So you all are trying to take this apostolic mantle and build it on an old foundation. And the foundation can't handle it. And you're wondering, there's a war going on. There we go again. Remember over in Romans chapter, I believe it was chapter 7, around verse 21 or so.
Yeah.
Pastor Sanders, help me find it. See, you got that war going on.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to receive the new, but you still got the old.
Yeah.
Once you admit the old needs to die, and that's what's been killing me, that's what's been holding up my ministry for the last 20 years, that's why I can't grow. Once you get there, you'll start growing. Oh, y'all don't like me. We love to hold on to it. Grandmama, mama, they told me, it's certain aspects, but we oh my God, we almost will fight somebody.
Yeah.
I grew up in the AME church, man. I'm going to tell you what I did. I used to be in full gospel. I'm going to close. I'm going to go to my seat. Apostle had to help me. He said, they're using you, boy. Supposed to be an exchange. You do this, something's supposed to be coming back to you. You don't sold all these seeds. They're using you. They asked me to do a conference. I did a conference. They say, what does one more time mean? Can you do it one more time? Does that mean one more time? So I did it. I did it one more time. Y'all understand it's money. Oh my God. Money was being exchanged in this. Just trying to be a blessing. Next thing I know, I can't tell you the conversation we had at the table. But I'm sitting at the table, I come across this man of God called Apostle Leroy Thompson. I wasn't connected to him, but I knew him through Dr. Forbes. And I'm sitting at the table. He said, I remember the restaurant we were at. And he sat down there and he said something to me, shook me. I don't know if I should say it or not. Pastor, you remember? Pastor said, do you know what a whore is? I mean, man, I dropped my fork. I was like, you know what I mean? Y'all ready for this? The natural side of me was like, oh my God. The spirit's out of me. Say, boy, you better listen. He said, boy, you know what a whore is. I was like, you know, I'm used to people kind of going around the bush 10 times. He just come right at you. I said, Lord, I mean. He said, son, they're using you.
Yeah.
See, they asked me to do it one more time. I did it the second time. I was going to do it another time. But when Apostle got hold of me, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody high up in the spirit. Oh, my God. I'm trying to tell you this the best way I can. He knew it. He said, that boy should be further along, but they're using him. And he don't see it. I need to try to tell him, but he's going to have to receive what I'm saying to him. And so I had to go back and tell them. I had told them, okay, I'll do it. Then I had to go back to him and said, no, I can't do it. I told y'all last year. Y'all didn't catch this. See, the natural side of me wouldn't rise up. But, oh my God. But my spirit connected to a spirit that caused me to rise up and let them know, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I told you that last year. I would do it one more time. So Apostle, he helped to rescue me from that fool. I left it. I was the first assistant to the second presiding bishop. I was over the entire state of Virginia and had some other whatever. I just walked away from it. They said, you gonna walk away from all this? Yeah, you think it's all this, but you, watch it now. Until I leave that. Yeah. I can't receive this. Yeah. So I left that, and now you see where I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.